Please, Josh. But why? I want you. I want you. I can't just see you at the weekends. I need you. But I will be different next time. I will. I promise. I will. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please. Please. Well, I don't want to ever lose you. Please don't leave me. Please. No. Please don't put the phone down. Don't. I'll try and be better. I'll try.
Hello. Take some deep breaths. I'm sure many of you, after listening to that, I'm sure many of you, or you particularly, had a whole array of emotions that were triggered by listening to that. And, you know, I just want to pause, because when we hear such levels of powerlessness and primal abandonment and attachment, you can hear it, you can feel it. And, you know, before actually using that piece, that recording, I was very, you know, ambivalent, very reticent about whether or not I would use it in this recovery program. But, you know, I wanted to use it. I have used it so that you can experience for yourself this whole array of what's happening in this character that's going through such a debilitating sense of fear and abandonment and rejection, and as if there's no way that she can survive if he was going to put down the phone. I mean, it is as if her whole life depends on, no, don't put down the phone, don't put down the phone, don't leave me. Why have I done this? Why have I put this in? And I think the reason why I have is that, for this very reason, so that you can look at it, but by disassociating with it. I know that, I'm sure you've identified with that, but there's something about listening to it and looking at, oh my gosh, look how she gives herself away. Look at the self-abandonment. And you know, in this recovery program, what I'm trying to do is exactly this, reverse self-abandonment, just to reverse it, because self-abandonment leads to this debilitating sense of powerlessness, slave-likeness, worm-likeness. Because if we were empowered, and if all of our survival wasn't in the hands of this other person that we have the love addiction for, or codependency, or jealousy, or whatever it is, there's no way that anybody could destroy us like that. And I'm here to say, I know that we're still on step one of what is love addiction. I wanted you to hear this so that when we go through all the other steps, you really do have a sense of touching what is love addiction, the self-abandonment that happens in love addiction, the slave-like powerlessness that goes with love addiction, and most of all, as we hear on this video, the anxious attachment. When I speak about anxious attachment, it's as if her whole life is leaning on the fact that if he was to put the phone down, it could be catastrophic for her, as if her whole life, she wouldn't survive, she wouldn't exist. if he puts the phone down. And that is exactly, hopefully, and I am very, very positive about this, that by the end of this recovery program, you will have a sense that will no longer happen to you again. That will be something that you couldn't even imagine happening to you again, if it has happened to you. Hopefully it hasn't. So, I mean, I'm giving you this example, but it is a very intensified example of love withdrawal and the catastrophic fear or primal abandonment that, no, please don't leave me. I'll do anything. I'll change. I'll get some help. I'll have some therapy. I will. Will you please love me then? This is what love addiction is. But it's you know, on a scale of 1 to 100, this is 99% of love addiction. I don't want you to watch this and think, well, I'm not like that, therefore I don't suffer from love addiction. I'm showing you love addiction at its very worst. And the debilitating emotions that go with it, you know, the sleeplessness, not being able to eat, not being able to function. And, you know, the fact that this character says, no, I'll change, I'll do anything as long as you don't leave me. I need you. No, I can't just see you at the weekends. Can you feel the anxiousness in that? It would be impossible for her to wait from one weekend to another. But if we don't suffer from love addiction, if we don't suffer from anxious attachment, we would be getting on with our lives, because we would know that our partner is there and that there is a good emotional attachment that we share with our partner, and we would be able to get along with our week or our days, and our partner would be getting on with theirs, and that there wouldn't be this profuse anxiety that of counting the days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, because I'm not seeing him until Saturday. And those days become folded into one, as if there is no week. The whole week is gone, because all people that are locked in this kind of traumatic, primal abandonment and love addiction, their week, that it could be, I'll meet you on a Saturday afternoon and I'll spend 2 hours with you. Yeah? That's what they might say, the partner might say. And so the person that's suffering from this anxious attachment, powerlessness and primal abandonment is counting down the days in order just to have 2 hours with this person. I want to say something before I end this part of the program. And what I want to say is that if you are in a relationship where time is dictated, I can only see you, you know, once a week or a couple of times a week, but it's up to that other person, I can only say, respect yourself. Have some integrity. If it is causing you to be in this primal state of paralysis and powerlessness and slave-likeness, I'm asking you, I am suggesting to you, find your own self-preservation that you will through this recovery program, your own self-reliance, your own self-respect. And because love, loving someone lovingly and it being a mutual attraction where the equilibrium is completely neutral, neither one moving into codependency or love addiction or jealousy, but more that when it's like that, it doesn't have this anxiety. Love is not pain. Love is not feeling powerless. Love is not hurting. Love is not looking at a calendar and counting down the days until you next see that person. And however difficult the love withdrawal is, which is why I'm doing this recovery program, however difficult it is, just try to notice and observe that if you have these symptoms that I have described on this, find all the strength that you can to have a merciful absence, because it's not good for you. If it's traumatizing you, it's not healthy for you. If it's hurting, love does not hurt. And that's what this program's about. And if you don't know how to do that right now, by the end of this recovery program, doing all the imaginary journeys, the visualizations, reading my ebooks, reading, you know, the PDF files, you will understand it, everything, by the end of the program. And remember, understanding and self-knowledge is power. It equals self-empowerment, self-validation, self-confirmation, so that you find the unique person that you are, and you will never experience this amount of trauma ever again that you have heard on that recording. And if you have never heard anything like it, that is very good that you haven't even been looking over that precipice, and I never want you to. All right. Thank you for this part of the program. I look forward to speaking to you again very soon. All right. And you take good care.